This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's some news of Spanish language radio to pass on today. The nationally syndicated show hosted by Eddie Sotelo, known to his fans as El Piolín, has been canceled. Broadcaster Univision had nothing to say about why, nor has El Piolín himself. The show was a mix of music and skits, as well as news and newsmakers.
We're going to start, Mr. President. I'm going to give you the option. You know, which topic would you like me to begin with?
We can talk about anything you want, Piolín.
I'm going to give you options. Multiple choice. Are you ready?
I am.
A, immigration reform. B, immigration reform. C, immigration reform. Or D, all of the above.
I think I'll take D, all of the above. Absolutely.
Many Hispanics feel disappointed with you. Because
any morning host, you got to figure, that can book the president of the United States is doing something right, but not enough right. Perhaps Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly down in Orange County, California. Welcome to the broadcast.
Gracias for having me.
Give us a sense, would you, of how big this guy is or possibly was?
El Piolín was a combination of NPR and Howard Stern in Spanish for the Spanish language masses. I mean, this is a guy who at his height appeared in hundreds of radio stations across the United States with his morning show Monday through Friday would be on the air for 5 hours. I mean, this guy was funny. This guy had on, you know, big names like Ted Kennedy, President Obama. But most importantly, he was his audience. He was a guy who came to this country illegally, pulled himself up by the bootstraps to find untold success in the United States, and he told his audience, if I could do this, you can too, and it's also our responsibility to do that in this country.
And now he's out on his ear. What gives?
I personally think Univision, they were starting to get upset that his ratings were dropping. Unfortunately, even though you might have this great big media presence, if there's new people who are coming into the mix, sometimes the audience does want to try out the new phenomenon.
Talk to me for a second about Univision. They are most known, I think, listeners will recognize them for their role in television. Clearly, they're in radio as well. Where are they in the Spanish-speaking media landscape?
Univision is the Spanish language media landscape. Of course, they started off with their television stations, but in the past 15 years, they've gone into the radio business, they've gone into the CD business, they've gone into the website business. They really have everything. They're the Standard Oil of Spanish language media, and there really is no competition. Telemundo, which is number two, It's like ranking Ford in its heyday to, oh, I don't know, Schwinn bicycles. It's just not a conversation.
So what's Univision doing then?
They want to be the top of the top, and to have a rival go after them, for them it's just unacceptable. So their current strategy, at least with El Piolín's home radio station, 101.9 FM in Los Angeles, is to have it as mostly music, which is something that a lot of radio stations on English language are doing, like all music, all the time, have no radio personalities whatsoever, because all radio stations, their ratings are dropping because of Pandora, Spotify, And Spanish language radio, it's no exception.
There's an economic part of this, right? It's all about ratings, and Univision is a for-profit company and all that. But El Piolín specifically, there was a political genesis to his you know, relevance, wasn't there?
This is where I find it very surprising that Univision would just drop them unceremoniously. In the 2006 amnesty marches, the largest marches in United States history, it was El Piolín who really galvanized not just the Latino community, but his rivals as well. There was like this sort of Yalta conference that El Piolín had on the air, 11 of his rivals from across the United States. And he said, all right, all of us, we have our own radio stations. We all have our own audiences, but it's our responsibility as these powerful voices to get our audiences out on the street. So for Univision to just, you know, give them the boot, to me, it's inexplicable.
You pointed out in your blog post on this either last night or this morning, there's a little personal element to this for you as well.
Well, yeah, of course. Full disclosure, if it wasn't for El Piolín, I wouldn't have my Ask a Mexican column, because my editor at the time, he saw a billboard of El Piolín with a Viking helmet. He didn't know what on earth this Mexican was doing with a Viking helmet, so he went to me and said, maybe you should start answering gringos' questions about Mexicans, and the rest, as they say, is historia.
And here we are. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly. He also writes the column, Ask a Mexican. Gustavo, thanks very much for your time.
Gracias.